Hello, everybody, and welcome to Andoria's Cafe, the podcast in which we resolve sexism, racial, and immigration issues. We like to keep it down on the low, as we usually do, to have these problems put out there and taken care of. Today, we'll be discussing the issue of unaccompanied migrant children. You see, a normal lifestyle for the average American child can be considered a newfound hope to other lifestyles around the world. Most immigrants, illegal or not, come to the United States in hope of finding the American dream. The issue here is not the illegal immigrants, but the inhumane separation of families at the border. We have two stories here. A family of a 7-year-old girl named Jacqueline M.A. Rosemary, Cal McKean, who fled an excessively poor Guatemalan village and tragically passed away in the custody of Border Control. Another story we will have being discussed is a scared child who has to say goodbye to her mother. Her cries are haunting and truly, truly sad. Immigrant children who are put through situations like these for the sake of their future is a very complicated issue due to the fact that, well, there's those people that say, oh, you can't let them come into the U.S. because they don't have their papers or their green card or their passport. They don't have those things. But then on the other side, we're speaking about children. We have to be humane to these children who deserve a better life. That is the issue that we're facing here, is that these children should not be put through this terror at such a young age, who have to risk their childhoods and their innocence. It is not fair for them. About 14,000 cases of unaccompanied migrant children in U.S. custody is being taken care of right now. About, of course, not exactly. Within the years of 2013 and 2017, there were about 40,000 cases. The number of accompanied children went from 38,579 in 2013 to 68,541 in 2017. That nearly doubled, almost doubled. That is not okay for these children to be unaccompanied by an adult. These are minors we're talking about. Of course, the child who has gone through everything and has gone through horrible things is very hard to deal with. Excuse me, I lost the loop there. I'm sorry. Unaccompanied migrant children are transferred to HHS, the United States Department of Health and Human Services. These children are transferred to a service to help them, and I feel that they need their parents most of all rather than a service. So everyone should be given a chance. On June 26th of 2018, a conference was held by HHS stated that there were about 11,800 children in the refugee shelter, OOR, or RRO, including 2,047 children who were separated from their families. So that is about about 13,847 kids who were separated from their families, and I feel very sad for that. There's many things you can do to help. There's a families belong together rally that goes on in certain areas of certain states. There is also a donation refugee and immigrant center for education and legal services, which is, I will leave the links down below, anywhere where you can donate. You can also raise awareness in your community, which is very important, of course. And you can donate to the Immigrant Rights Group. I will leave those links down below. Okay, thank you for talking with me, and thank you for listening to me. Please be respectful with your comments, and I will respect yours. Thank you. Have a nice day.